Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 101. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And here we are again to talk about some video games and some anime. Yay.
More anime this week than video games.
Yeah,
or animated shows.
True.
So, because I've been talking a lot about it all week, I'm going to wait and do mine later. So I'll let you guys start.
Okay. Recently we found out that latest season Futurama has gotten released to Netflix streaming, which is our way of watching basically anything anymore, so.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than paying for cable.
Definitely.
Oh, most certainly. I'd rather pay $8 than like over $100 for internet and cable.
Yeah, though it doesn't, you know, pay $8 and then wait 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that.
But for those of us that, you know, pay cable and then we miss the episode or our recording on our TVR messes up, we're stuck waiting anyways. So it's not like anybody else is any different sort of issue.
True.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody I knew's DVR was all giving out at the same time, so they both lost all their shows. My parents.
Well.
Yeah, there's a pew, and they lost everything on
boo.
It. And our friends Sarah and Justin, same thing. Pew! And they lost everything on it. Like, within the same week.
Weird.
Maybe it was the great DVR uprising of 2012.
Might have been.
I don't know if two is an uprising.
Well, you only know of two.
The DVR should be revolting all over the world, and we just don't know it. Which is sad, cause it's a great invention. If I had it, well, I guess we have to have cable first. What would I record?
You could actually record, with like a TiVo, you could record network television.
But there's nothing I really want to watch on network television.
Yeah, that's the problem with network television.
I mean...
They have,
I'm trying to think of something I would, you know, purposely want to watch.
I cannot think of the guy's
Big
name
Bang
now.
Theory?
That travel... No, that travel show on PBS with one guy.
Oh, we already been watching that anyways. I don't know. Big Bang.
You could always watch that strange old person musical that we saw on New Year's.
Oh,
I forgot the name of it. It was my birthday.
Oh, that was what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was during my birthday.
Funny story, though. There's a joke about that guy in Hairspray, and we wouldn't have gotten it if we hadn't... Then had watched it and had my parents explain it to us.
Yeah, it made so much more sense. We're talking about Hairspray in the first movie.
Yeah, the old one with Ricky Lake and...
Oh, the guy who plays the dad in Seinfeld, George's dad in Seinfeld. And I can't remember the actor's name who plays her mom.
The, well, the old guy on Seinfeld is, some younger actor's dad, and now I can't remember what either of their names are.
In any case.
The guy who was in, Mystery Men. The lead guy in Mystery Men.
Ben Stiller?
Yes, it's Stiller something. Something Stiller.
Is that his dad?
Yeah.
I thought so. I never realized.
Or maybe I am completely confused.
I think you might be completely confused.
I could be. It wouldn't be the first time.
All right.
I've made bullshit up before. That's why I'm not trusted on Wikipedia.
Anywho, so. If anybody wonders what we're talking about, go ask your parents or your grandparents about the PBS music show from, like, the 50s. They'll know what it is.
Oh, 60s.
60s?
Yeah.
Okay, 60s. They'll know what it is.
Maybe. They wouldn't have watched it, though. It was Square back then.
Yeah, because...
It was like their parents and grandparents were watching back then.
I was telling my wife about it. She knew what it was because her grandparents told her about it. Or used to watch it.
This was a phenomenon, apparently, in the older populations of our, like, grandparents.
It was kind of a variety show, wasn't it? I mean, I thought there was comedy bits, too, and
comedy
such.
Comedy bits and, you know, musicians and singers and...
But it's like, you know what it reminds me of is, you know, the Muppet Show? What are those two Muppets? The really square, annoying ones?
The old men that always...
Wayne and Wanda!
Oh, Wayne and Wanda, yeah.
The only ones that Sam the Eagle approves of. Which I think explains everything right there.
Kind of, yeah. So, anywho.
Back to Futurama.
So the latest season of Futurama is on Netflix.
Huzzah! Yes. If you haven't watched it, you can watch it there. which made it more convenient because then you could sit down and watch back-to-back episodes. Zoidberg, I think, was the featured character this season.
Yeah, he was.
And I don't know. I just felt like it was a lot more disjointed compared to other seasons. It was just like Futurama for the sake of being Futurama and its zaniness more than...
Maybe it's because so many people actually like Zoidberg as a character. If you need a favorite character, why not Zoidberg?
Quick, you're sand crabbing away. If you need any cutting, it's me.
There were a couple of good episodes. I like the last one, though, just because it was like old-timey cartoon, video 8-bit video game, and a Japanese animated cartoon, which...
The Japanese one was really weird. Like, they were taking the tropes, like, a lot further than I think they were ever meant to go.
But isn't that the point of mocking something?
I don't... Yeah, but it's just like... It went another level beyond where I even expected them to go in mocking it, I guess is the way I need to put that.
Okay.
Yeah. It was crazy. So if you want to watch it, it's available! Hooray! I like getting the stuff all at once. I guess it's the only thing we've been doing is watching animes.
Well, you want to go on to your other two and then we'll move on to video games?
Yeah. I'm watching one called Tears to Tiara. It's
enjoyable?
I don't hate it.
A ringing endorsement from Zelda Queen, everyone.
I don't hate it. I would say it's very average. I mean, there's nothing, like, super spectacular about it, but there's nothing, like, super detrimental. It's just sort of middle of the road. Like, if I never see it again, it's never going to hurt my feelings, and if I never knew it existed, it's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm neutral.
I have no strong feelings one way or the other.
I mean, the animation's really clean, and they really are trying to make it, like, sort of time periodical, where everybody kind of has weird Gaelic accents, which is kind of...
Well, the different groups have different accents. Like the... I forgot what they're called, the more barbarian...
The Gaels.
They are very, like, Scottish.
Yeah.
Whereas the elves are sort of more English.
And then there's, like, the Divine Empire, which I guess is, like, it's like a weird retelling of the King Arthur legend with Rome, the Gael, like, the Gaelic people, and Judeo-Christian religion.
Like, mythos, like, with Lucifer and other things.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of crazy in that respect.
They've basically taken Western culture, like all the myth of Western culture, and kind of went, "Phew! Take it! All together now!"
Everything, yeah, all is one.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it wasn't quite what I was expecting. It's like, okay. There's a couple of fun characters, but if you just want something to try just randomly on Netflix, it's at least worth a go-ahead. I'm just trying to finish it up. I have, like, 2 episodes left, and I just, like, gotta just see how they're gonna wrap this all up. The only thing that bugs me, though, is their elves don't look like elves.
They don't look any different than the humans, so it's very hard. Like, until someone's like, oh, you're an elf? It's kind of like, oh, that was an elf? What?
Unless they don't even have the pointy ears?
No, they don't have pointy ears. The only thing that makes them different is the fact that a lot of them are different in size, stature, and they're the only ones that have colored hair. Everybody else is...
Normal hair colors.
Okay.
And supposedly they live a lot longer, but and have, you know, magical powers, but you don't know it until they start using it and doing it, and you would have no idea otherwise.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's one elf who is a mine elf.
Which he always makes me think of the gnome from the D&D cartoons a little bit.
Yeah, because he's really small and has this really squeaky high-pitched voice, and he carries his giant hammer around because he's super strong and can work metals and dig through, like, solid rock. Then there's one who is basically based off the Selkie legends, which, I don't know if anybody here knows, it's basically they're fairy peoples who transform themselves into seals by wearing seal skins, and if you steal the seal skin, you capture the Selkie, and so they can't go back to their underwater kingdoms. And so there's been many of, you know, mortal man who is, you know, taking a Selkie's, you know, pelt, and she can't go back, so she has to be dutiful until she can take her pelt back and leave. It's kind of like, I think like the crane legend in Japan, same thing. Crane takes off its cloak and becomes a woman, and you can capture the cloak, same thing. But that was an elf. And any other elves, I don't know what they do other than they're servants, and they seem to like to cook for everybody and clean and make a big deal about it. They do! And yes. Then the Demon King's not really a Demon King. He's more of a, I'm here to help humans! But everyone may be scary, and they haven't explained exactly why, ever, why he's considered to be a Demon King. I don't know. I think I've gone on long enough about this series. I'll see how it ends, and...
But give an overall meh review of it later.
Well, it's just, there's nothing, like, super outstanding about it, and nothing, you know, super detrimental. It's just sort of, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing outstanding about the next anime we're going to talk about is Todd Haberkorn.
Yeah, I don't even know why I'm watching this.
I don't know either.
I'm just like, I gotta stop. I mean, some of the, I'm like, well, it's kind of interesting in its plot and characters, but then everything else, I'm like, oh, this is just bad. This is what
it's kind of funny because it's really taking the Mickey out on its own genre to some degree. You know, it's really joking about itself, like with the, you know, just like every episode spending at least like a minute staring into each other's eyes, saying each other's names back and forth.
We should probably preface what we're talking about.
Yes, I suppose so.
The listeners would probably appreciate it because I'm not going to be posting the pre-banter, the pre-podcast banter.
Yeah. So the anime is called Rosario and Vampire. And it is a harem anime to a harem sort of, ecchi anime.
Yes.
When was the last time there was a harem anime that wasn't ecchi?
Tenchi.
Tenchi's not that bad.
Okay.
Unless you get into the OVA and watch, and don't watch the Cartoon Network, I'm gonna paint bathing suits on everybody when they're in the hot spring scenes. They did do that.
Didn't you say also that it makes a lot more sense why Tenchi was trying to run away from, Yoko, or, the, scientist lady? If you watch it in Japanese, Washu?
Yeah. Well, she wants to experiment him on, all the time. Mostly because she's curious, so, you know, it's like, you're only a bit Jiraiyan. You're not fully Jiraiyan. How does this work? Yeah. But yeah, it is so inherent. I thought it wasn't going to be that way. I was like, oh, this seems, because it just popped up this week on Netflix. It's like recently added. And I was like, oh, it's recently new. Todd Haberkorn's a voice in it. So let's just, you know, see what it is. You know, I started watching. I was like, okay.
30 seconds and panties!
I was like, no. I think I counted over 20 panty shots in the first episode.
Aren't they all covered by little bats, though?
No!
Oh, they removed that thing. Okay.
There are the little bats, but...
The bats do not hide things.
No. They're like hamster bats, though.
Yes, they are. The bats are cute. Okay, basically, the show's aim is there's this kid who's going into high school...
But he failed all the entrance exams for all the high schools in his area.
So all his friends are like, you'll do better next year, dude. See you later. And so his dad was walking home.
Drunk.
And somebody just found this random, like, high school
pamphlet
thing. And if you filled it out, you could go to this school. So his parents are all like, you can go to high school. You don't have to be held back a year. Yay. Well, it's a boarding school. He gets sent to it. Well, he learns it's a school for monsters. Monsters go here to, you know, go to school and learn about humans and how to exist amongst humans. And I'm guessing they may learn how to control their powers, but there hasn't seemed to be any discussion about that at all. And so he's a human trying to hide out amongst all the monsters.
Most of which, in some way, would like to eat him if they knew he was a human.
Yes. He befriends another monster who is a vampire, Mocha, who is, like, the ditzy, naive, totally sweet girl that, you know, the normal troop. But she has an alternate personality. When you remove this rosary, she gains her superpowers, and she becomes, like...
A vampire.
A true, like, super powerful vampire. Like, it's almost like she has two personalities in one body. Because it's completely different than her other personality. And so, yeah, all the people start falling in love with the main character, which is Tuscano? It's like based off a moon. It is. His name is based off a moon.
Okay.
Skune. Yeah. Skune.
Okay.
Well, look at the bright side. She doesn't sparkle.
There are sparkles.
There's a lot.
There's parts where that, they're like, mocha.
That 30 seconds to minute long that they're doing the, you know, mocha.
Skune.
Mocha. Skune. It's just like glitter everywhere.
And sparkles. And then also there'll be, all the girls wear two short skirts. All the time you can see little glimpses of like underwear. I mean, the whole like last sequence of announcing the next episode is basically a butt shot of girls' underwear. And each time it's different. It's a different style, different color. And then there's... But what makes it creepy is that there is a prepubescent girl. She's like maybe 10, 11, or 12, who's like a super genius girl who's there.
Oh, the witch.
Yes. And there's also panty shots of her, and that's just wrong. I mean, it's already wrong that, you know, there's panty shots of all the other characters, but at least they're all within the same age, and so them seeing glimpses of each other's underwear is not so bad. But there's a guy who likes her. Like a fan club guy. And that's just creepy.
But to be fair, the witch is kind of the biggest pervert among all the girls.
Yes.
Okay, Zelda Queen's gonna curl up and then,
I am kind of wondering why she's watching now. This show, giving her reaction to it.
Because the other parts of it are kind of interesting. But all the...
So basically, okay, you like the story, you like the lore, you don't like the fan service.
Yes! Yeah.
Well, and, like, some of the things are funny, like, you know, like the reporting how long the fight took in each episode is kind of funny. It's like, that fight took 30 seconds!
Yeah, there's some, like, you know, just... true tongue-in-cheek things. And see some, you know, trying to figure out what some of the people are because they're not supposed to reveal their monster forms to anybody, but, like, nobody follows this rule. I'm like, if it's such a serious rule, why does nobody get kicked out? Because everybody knows what everybody else's monster power is, and then everybody seems surprised when they find out. Especially Mocha. Mocha has turned into her vampire self every episode. The campus acts like, you really are a vampire! I'm like,
Mocha!
It's like, what planet were you from? Have you not been
She's bloodied up like a dozen students!
And teachers! Not just students, she's got teachers and students. So it's like, come on, guys. Seriously. There are some things that just make no sense. You would think that people would start saying, man, Skune, you never get out of your human form. You are always in it. You're just awesome. You should really, you know, people start...
Everyone should observe Skune.
Skune, turn into your monster form now.
Mask. Something, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just stuff like that that's kind of like, we don't even follow its own rules.
You don't see him very often, but I kind of like the bus driver.
He's creepy.
But he knows what's going on right off the bat with Skune.
Yeah, he does. He's all like, good luck, kid. Because if you're, you know, found out, goodbye. But all the girls that like Skune, which is now up to, what, 4?
Well, they're actually, like, falling around. There's been other ones that have tried to eat him.
Well, in Mocha's defense, she typically does try to eat him.
Every at the end of the episode ends all the time with her sucking blood, yeah. So,
very vampire thing to do, suck human blood.
Yeah.
Because she knows that he's a human, and all his, you know, is it
girlfriends?
Kurumu,
I can't remember the witch's name.
I can't remember. Yukari. Yukari is the witch. And...
Mizuna.
Mizuna is the snow lady.
Yeah.
Which is all we've had in. Yeah, and Kurama is a succubus. But according to the opening, there's one other girl!
At some point.
At some point. This one at least is more funny. I mean, yeah, but the fan service is terrible. And I'm like, this is the first thing they think about half the time when you think of Japanese animation.
No, actually, usually the first thing they think of if they know nothing is,
tentacles?
Yes.
I was gonna say giant robots.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. If they have something against it, it's tentacles. If they don't have anything against it, it's Gundam.
Or Dragon Ball.
Or Dragon Ball.
Or CD. Well, Dragon Ball, as far as I know, is probably still going on Nickelodeon. Well, they
probably. They like to do reruns.
Yeah. Well, it's not reruns. It's Dragon Ball Z Kai.
The redo.
The redo that is sure that has less constipation.
Yes, less charging my laser.
Anywho, let's go ahead and move on.
Yes.
So apparently you did a quote-unquote raid in Star Trek Online.
Yeah, they're called Fleet Actions. But it was fun. Mostly, I died a lot, because I had no idea what I was doing, and I basically pugged it. And no one, and I don't know if I didn't have voice chat on, or if no one was talking, or what, but, yeah. So I was just kind of trying to shadow some of the cruisers, you know, the big ships that could take soak lots of damage.
Uh-huh.
But I would still end up, you know, several times getting stuff spawning almost right on top of me and dying, because I didn't know where I was supposed to be.
So what was the fleet action you were trying to do anyways?
We were defending a planet against the Gorn, which are the big giant lizard guys.
Okay.
From, original series. And were never seen again, I think.
Until Star Trek Online!
Yeah.
They're magically back. Fun kitten.
But yeah, it was fun. Mostly it's, you know, really fun just seeing phasers everywhere. It's like watching that really cool episode of DS9, but controlling it kind of too.
Well, I saw you and another guy tractor beam the same ship.
That was awesome. We're like on opposite sides of him, so this ship's just like stuck in between us. We're both broadside, just phasering him to death.
Nice.
We didn't even we didn't particularly plan or try it. We both just happened to hit tractor beam at the same time.
Nice. So you still Federation, or have you tried out a Klingon ship?
I'm not high enough level to do Klingon yet. You have to be level 20.
I thought you only had to be level 6.
They've changed that.
Okay.
That's something that's changed since launch. There's a lot of things that have changed since launch.
I guess I should probably play it again someday.
Yeah, I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast before. There's duty officers now, which are sort of like your companions in SWTOR,
mm-hmm.
where you basically send them on little missions and they do stuff. They get you dilithium, which is sort of the
base material for creating stuff?
No. It's sort of the currency for buying better gear. So it equivalent of tokens and tokens of valor or whatnot in WoW.
Okay.
So but you can get them a lot of different ways. You can do exploring the duty officer missions, PvP, fleet actions, all sorts of things. It's basically they've just taken all of the, kind of gear currency and smashed into one thing. So you don't have to go and do this to get that, currency and go and do this other thing to get the other currency.
That's kind of convenient.
Yeah. I haven't done very much crafting. I really need to go back and do it because I've been collecting a lot of the materials, but I haven't gone actually made them into stuff yet. Which is fun because it's basically just automatically have a gather skill. I mean, it's just and everyone has the same one. You just go and analyze anomalies of various sorts, weird. You can find tech anomalies, physical anomalies, energy anomalies, and depending on which type they are, they give you different things. But you have to, after you scan it, there's this little, almost like a mini game thing where you have to take, there's basically a waveform of the anomaly and kind of your ship's scanner waveform. You have to match them together.
Within a time frame.
Within a fairly limited time frame. If you don't, you still get some stuff out of it, but not as much.
Okay.
So it's not essential, but it makes it a lot easier to keep yourself going. But, it's a lot of fun so far.
Sounds cool. Let's see.
Finally got a science vessel, which is great because it means I can now, as opposed to, basically, science vessels inherently have the ability to target subsystems. They're the only ships that can do that. So it means I can go around and be like, I want to get rid of your shields. And basically do that. I can get rid of shields really fast because I also have a bridge officer with a drain shields ability. So it's nice. I hit that and target shields at the same time. It's just shields, gone! And it's okay, and now photon torpedo full spread.
It's
enjoy!
Drain shields, target shields, photon torpedo, phasers. Let's see if all that hits before they get their shields back up.
Oh, it does, because it takes a few seconds for them to come up at all, so.
Yeah, I like how you can also, you can adjust.
Yeah, rebalance your shields.
Yeah.
I cannot count the number of times I've used my engineer's ability of emergency power to shields. It's oh shit, shields.
So yeah, they all dead.
Repair. Yeah, fortunately, like, repair stuff is automatic. I have, even all those times I died, I never managed to get any, what do they call it? Now I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically injuries to your ship, which have to be actually repaired by either a starbase or with components, which are a consumable that you can carry in inventory.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going good. Go free to play MMOs. Yeah. Now, what are the bonuses for paying to play?
I don't know what the actual bonuses are for, like, doing the subscription. But you can pay for a larger inventory in both your, like, carried inventory and your bank inventory. You can buy different ships. You can play the game as fully functional, like, in terms of, like, getting the tiered ships to go through without paying for anything. But you can pay for other sort of vanity ships and more ships, like having more ship slots, ability to have more backup ships and things.
So far it seems like it's just one of those that it's fully functional by itself, and all the pay stuff is all convenience items.
Yeah, it's convenience or vanity stuff. Like, I actually could have bought a tier one science vessel, but you're not really meant to. For the first 10 levels, you're meant to just have this old Reliant class cruiser, like the Rathacon ship. And it's okay. It's pretty sucky. It has really bad, it's really slow turning. It only has three weapon slots. And it doesn't have really any special.
But it's meant to be your first ship. Yeah, it's not meant to make you feel like, yeah, I earned this. Like, no, you really haven't yet.
Yeah.
You did earn the little ship you're on. You haven't earned the big fancy ship yet.
Yeah. Well, my ship it's funny because my science vessel is actually smaller than the starting ship, but it's much more maneuverable. And it has, more weapon slots even.
Well, as you get that stuff gets more advanced, it can get smaller.
Pretty much. I mean, like the whole thing with that first ship is that, at least in lore wise, that thing's been in service since, original series movies. That's a long time.
Given the dangers of space, chances are that thing should have exploded by now.
I don't know if it's particularly that, that particular ship has been in service, but that model has been in production, in use since then. But tier two, cruiser is one of the options is Constitution class. Like a refit one, but still, it looks kind of like Movie Enterprise, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. So, anybody that's been reading the articles know that my Irish Pride and myself have been playing a lot of the Mass Effect 3 beta lately. We've been doing a lot of the multiplayer, and here's what I can tell so far, besides it's, your typical kind of horde mode initially, and every third round they give you an objective to complete. Whether it's hack this one station, which one time... We got that one. It's like, we ran out of where we were hiding, got some ammo, like, okay, let's start running to the rest of the map to find out where it is. Pops out where it is, they turn around, it's like, it's right where we were sitting! So then we had to run back to our little hiding spot. So at least we were back in a nice defensible area. The downside wasn't everybody came and attacked us and threw grenades right where we were standing. We didn't last long that round. But, you basically get to choose any of the standard Mass Effect classes, like Soldier, Biotic, Engineer, Vanguard, and there's a few others. I can't remember the names off the top of my head.
I don't know, so but you have get no help.
Their abilities in the multiplayer, basically, and as you're playing, you get to level that class, so you get to improve their powers. I think there's a total of 12 rounds. I haven't made it this far to verify this, but when we have completed round 6, we have gotten a message from, the people talking to us through our headsets that are at a nice safe distance and not getting shot at, that the enemy is at half strength. Right, so I assume 12 rounds. For this, we've made it, I think, is round 7 or 8, because we were getting attacked by a mech. And after we'd whittled its shields about half down, I realized I had a heavy weapon on me. I'm like, well, I only have one shot, but that thing's really big. Pew! Blew it up. And then this biotic chick with swords came and pieced us both out. One thing that was kind of annoying, and we think this might be a bug with the beta, is in the multiplayer we couldn't purposely move our special abilities to the quick slot buttons. So if they weren't up there already when we started, we would have to manually hold shift, select the ability, and then shoot in order for it to shoot. When the game does, if the game in single player, the game pauses when you do that. In multiplayer, there is no pause.
Right.
So you are essentially completely defenseless while you're doing this.
I hope that is a fluke, because that just doesn't seem quite fair to anybody.
Well, in the single player, what you can do is you can click on the ability, drag it up to your quick slot, and you have it there. That wasn't working in the multiplayer. So it better be a bug.
That's probably a bug, yeah. You might want to report.
Well, there's
BioWare.
Irish Pride was trying to look it up, and there was posts everywhere about it.
Okay.
So we're not the only ones having it.
Right.
Also something they did with Mass Effect recently is they sent it into space. Or almost to space. They put it on weather balloons in far San Diego, LA, and New York / Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's what that Penny Arcade was about.
Yes. And they basically...
So they weren't actually strapping players to the weather balloons.
Yes. So they would launch them up, and then they would track them down, and then they would give them to people in the area where it landed.
Huh.
Unfortunately, Colorado's not important enough for something like that.
Well, you never know where one of those weather balloons might drift.
They have them tracked, and they were trying to make sure they land. They were trying to release them in areas based on weather patterns. They would still land in the general within 100 miles of where they were. So they would never make it this far. Yeah, that was kind of my thought. And so,
if they had released one here last week, it would have ended up in, like, Texas by the time it landed.
Heck, if they would have released it today, it might end up in Texas. It's still windy as all hell.
Yeah.
But, so they still have a few more to go. I think London is the next location. Good luck making sure that doesn't land in the ocean.
Well, London's a bit inland.
It's a weather balloon going into the stratosphere.
Well,
there's still a possibility it could end up in the ocean.
Yeah, and it could end in Normandy as well.
That would suck if the balloon landed somewhere, somebody got the game, and then it wasn't region compatible with their system.
Fortunately, I think all of the EU is on the same region. It just might be, you know, some French guy that's like, what? I do not know English. You know?
But I think it's more like, we wouldn't know French versus they wouldn't know English.
Oh, yeah.
But anywho, rather it was kind of a cool publicity stunt given the game it is. And it is definitely much better than launching players. Although I'm pretty sure some players would have killed for a chance to go that high up into that close to space.
Die!
Well, you would need a suit and a parachute.
It's somebody who knows what the heck they're doing to go with you.
It would have to be a tandem balloon.
We're going to just launch you up there, and you're responsible for getting yourself down.
Of course, I don't think weather balloons have the kind of lift necessary to lift a human body.
Well, it depends on how big of a weather balloon you get. You could, I mean, because haven't you ever seen, like, the guys flying in the little...
Launch chairs with balloons?
No, the guys were trying to fly around the world in balloons, you know, basically. They have, like, little, like, almost looks like, kind of like the lunar lander almost. Kind of thing under a balloon. And I mean, it's, you know, pressurized in a sealed cabin and such. But yeah.
Anywho, so. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Mass Effect. It's going to be fun. I did recently change my Xbox save to a PC save so I can have the better graphics. Which, there are a lot better graphics on the PC than the Xbox. As I said in my article, for some reason, the graphics on my 7-month-old computer are better than on my 7-year-old console.
Yeah. Wow. 360's had a long design life, hasn't it?
Yes. I can now see... Now, despite the fact I don't want to pay for a new console, I can respect them wanting to get a new one out there. Because, okay, it hasn't been 7 years. It's been 6.5 years. Close enough to 7.
Yeah. I don't think any other guys have had their consoles really have that long of a design life. I mean, Nintendo...
The PlayStation 2, even though it was still around, they launched the PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 2 actually did have a 10-year life cycle. So, they're becoming longer, and the PS3, they're not even looking at a new console yet from what I've heard. So they're still planning on going.
It only came out a couple of years ago, right?
And it's hardware.
It came out a year after the Xbox. So it is 5.5 years old.
It's as old as the Wii.
Yeah.
But it has some nice, it still has some nice hardware.
I mean, I guess one of the things was, yeah, that the PS3 was ridiculously, like,
overpowered compared to the other two systems. Yeah. So they kind of built it.
It was also ridiculously overpriced.
Yeah, that was the problem. It was, you know, really high power, but really high priced.
Okay, well, that's all pretty much I had to talk about, though. It probably won't be the last time I mention Mass Effect 3 between now and about a month after it comes out.
Yeah, that's understandable.
As I said in the Facebook post, I've been on a Mass Effect 3 kick. Don't expect it to end soon.
Yeah, I'm just going to continue my Star Trek kick.
I need to find another game to play.
I could bring over the original Mass Effect if you want to try it out.
We have it. My brother has let us borrow it. And Catherine. Yeah. Maybe I should just start playing Catherine.
And we also have Fable 1. I think we have Fable 1, 2, and 3 hanging out unplayed as well.
No, you just have Fable 2 and 3.
Oh, I don't have Fable 1?
No. Okay.
Do you want Fable 1? I can bring it over.
I don't need it!
Anywho, so
I need, like, twice as much vacation time as I have.
News on our contest. None of you have entered.
It's going on Twitter.
Well, I'm going to give it one more week. So you have until, what is next Sunday's date?
The 4th. March 4th.
March 4th. So you have until March 4th to send an email to mail@thegameslave.com. If I do not get anybody sending an email to that, I'm going to move the contest to Twitter. Remember, folks, it's 3 months of Xbox Live for free. At this point, only one person has to send an email, and they would win it, because nobody else has bothered to. That would be 3 months you don't have to pay for taking 30 seconds to enter an email to mail@thegameslave.com and say, I want 3 months of Xbox Live, or something like that.
Well, technically, they have to take a few minutes to download this podcast, and then fast forward to the end.
They're already No, okay, they have to fast forward to the end, but... I would hope they don't do that, but hey, some people are impatient. They just want to hear the tagline. Speaking of the tagline, feel free to visit us at thegameslave.com, where you can find our store, articles, and our currently very sparse forum. You guys should start posting stuff on the forum. If you would like your own official forum account, go ahead and send that request to forum@thegameslave.com, and we'll go ahead and get you unregistered with a 10 password. In the meantime, y'all have a great week, and game on!
Game on!
Game on!